All right, welcome, podcast audience. I'm back for the last podcast of 2010. Ladies and gentlemen, got Cap right here. I'm your host, Sam, from the Just Talking with Sam show. Just Talking with Sam. Email me questions, concerns, icon, blah, blah, blah. JustTalkingWithSam@gmail.com. And we just kicking off the, just finishing off, the Sharing is Scary campaign. And I want to thank a lot of our special guests. P-Dub, Ike, what's my man name? Oh, Biggs. All of them were good sports and what they, and what pissed me off is I had a chance to get the elusive diva of this show, Toy Toy. However, we was over P-Dub house, we had a good time, and you know what, I gotta be honest with you, didn't want to fuck up the good time by trying to boost the podcast. It just let it organically happen, and that's what we're gonna do. And it never really came up, it came up, but there's gonna be, in 2011, I can honestly say, we're gonna have some more special guests, we're gonna do other things, and it was just a fun time had by all, and I mean, fun time, like, Chris, Big Mo, Goobs, he was in the house. Chris, did I mention Chris? I think I just said, Thomas, and anybody else. It was a lot of people over there. Anybody else I met, I'm sorry, it was so many names. I mean, we had a good time. Podcast, no podcast, we had still had a good time. Sooner or later, we gotta have another one. And that's how it's gonna go. Since this is the last show of 2010, I gotta be honest with you guys, gonna phone it in. I'm phoning it in. Usually, a lot of times people just say whatever the fuck they gotta say, and the last show is a rerun. But no, I'm still coming live, sorta. Well, live to tape. I'm being taped, but Tuesday it is a new show, so that's what I'm gonna do, man. I'm coming live. But one thing, I can't hold y'all enough. I can't hold y'all and say we're not gonna have new content on the show. And one of the things we're gonna have is an idea. One of the Sharing is Scaring participants. Actually, the first Sharing is Scaring participant, my wife Tasha. My wife Tasha, you don't say hi to everybody. You've been here the whole time.
Hello, it's Tasha. Holler at your girl.
Yeah, holler at your girl.
We hate to say it.
Holler at your girl. A person who murders funny at any fucking chance she can. Off mic, she's fucking hilarious. On mic, well, that's a different story. Me and the Cap agree. So since we phoned it in, I'm going to try something. This is actually one of her ideas. I'm going to squeeze the funny out of her.
Wow.
Squeeze the fucking funny out of her.
I'm not a teddy bear. What the hell?
Just this, the fucking eyedropper of funny that's in this motherfucker I marry. And this is her idea. We're going to introduce a segment. And since I'm back on my own turf, usually this would be the time. It's Sunday evening. I got finished watching my football games, and I got a lot of shit to say about sports.
But
this own bitch, she says this. Oh, Jesus. He's talking about sports
Sam,
again.
Sam, that's all you do is talk about sports. You turn this into a sports show, dude. Come on.
I am turning to a sports show.
Let's have a sex show. All things sex. Let's have one of those.
Maybe later. With real live hoes. That's another.
Hey, whoa.
That's another thing we are doing for 2011. We making some hoes in here. And we going to talk some
you
sex.
You ain't going to have nowhere to live.
However, for right now, we're going to try something. I know. When I talk about sports, I'm a little angry. I'm a little mean.
Crazy.
I got some stuff going on. I do. And I have some harsh feelings about sports. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give my wife her own segment. Speed Round Sports with Tasha. You ready?
Not really, no.
Okay, here's another thing, folks. This motherfucker had no idea this was going on, and she has no idea. She doesn't know shit about sports. So speed around sports with
Thompson. Well, I know some things about sports, Sam.
Here's another thing what we're going to do. Hello, save it for speed around sports with Tasha. And I will take a back seat and become a sidekick on my show. And since I'm back with the board, let's crank up UFD music, baby. You hear that?
Wow.
Speed around sports with Tasha. Hold on, let's introduce you. Let's turn it off for a second.
You messing up the jewel.
Speed around sports with Tasha. You ready?
No.
Oh yeah, you're going to be ready. Ladies and gentlemen.
What do you want me to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, all the hatred that this guy can muster when it comes down to sports will be given from the voice of, well, I don't want to call her an angel. It will be given from the voice of someone who's less harsh than me. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Speed Around Sports with Tasha. Come on! Give me some sports!
Okay, the Lions won today. There you go.
Whoa! We got a script! Speed Around Sports with Tasha!
Yeah, am I supposed to be talking now? Today, what? The New York Giants were raped in Green Bay's Lambeau Field.
What happened?
The New York Giants were raped.
What happened?
Today's defeat showed us that Eli and one chromosome shy. Wait. You can't type.
Read the script.
Today's defeat showed us that Eli is one chromosome shy of talent. It looks like Archie should have stayed in for three more pelvic thrusts. I am reading Sam's script, and Sam cannot spell.
You can't read. You read like a third
grader. You read exactly what you wrote. You cannot spell.
What's
a pelvic thrust? What the heck is a pelvic thrust?
Why don't you just read?
What is a chromosome, Sam? What is a chromosome?
Why don't you read before you read out loud?
I gotta do that now. I thought I could trust you. I guess I can't.
But
next.
This is Speed Around Sports with Tasha. Do you hear the music in the background?
Speaking of the Manning boys,
it's
Peyton
Speed Around Sports.
And the Colts held off Oakland with 31-26 win. Well, Peyton enjoy it now because we all know you're just practicing for your fourth and your consecutive critical playoff game. The
Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
But it's Speed Round Sports. You're messing up the jokes.
So what am I doing?
Let me show you how you're supposed to read that last paragraph.
Here's
the last paragraph.
How you gonna tell me how to do my this is impromptu?
Cause I wrote it. This is how you're supposed to read that last sentence. Speaking of the Madden boys, Peyton and the Colts hold up Oakland with a 31-26 win.
Didn't I just try to read it like that? You ahead.
Well, Peyton, enjoy it now because you're just practicing for your fourth annual consecutive critical playoff choke. Yeah! Speed Round Sports. So you got to get your Trey Wingo.
Let me practice later.
All right, try with the third sentence.
No, the third sentence.
Well, you got to give all the other sports.
The Seahawks went to Tampa only for the hot weather because they dang sure wasn't there for a game with 38-15 lambasting from the Bucks. What is a lambasting?
Okay, first of all, you can't be afraid to swear. This is
dang.
Here it is. The Seahawks went to Tampa only for the hot weather because they damn sure wasn't there for a game with their 38-15 lambasting to the Bucks. Speed round. You gotta say speed round after everything you read. This is
Sam,
your second.
Sam, you're not gonna tell me how to do my doggone part.
Okay. But this is speed
always
round.
Always trying
sports.
To run something.
Speed round
speed
sports.
Speed round
with
these
Tasha.
Nuts.
Okay, read the next one. Come on, I wanna hear about the Cincinnati game. What happened in Cincinnati?
Cincinnati was able to squeeze out a fourth quarter 34-20 win today against the Chargers. Ocho Cinco was a no-show because of an ankle injury. Makes me wonder if he effed up his ankle earlier. Maybe he could have won Dancing the Stars.
You gotta say it without. You can swear.
I don't want to swear.
It's Cincinnati was able to squeeze out a fourth quarter 34-20 win today against the Chargers. Ocosinko was out because of an ankle injury.
Ocosinko.
It makes me wonder. Fucked up his ankle earlier. Would he have won Dancing with the Stars? Speed round. You didn't give me a speed round. Okay. Read the next one. Come on. Let me know about the Denver game.
Okay.
I'm going to flush that iPhone down a fucking toilet.
Tebow rallies. What?
Tebow. Sound like a sports fan.
Tebow rallies Denver against Houston, but cannot get the job done with 23-24 defeat. Give it up for Tim Tebow. He's being a bigger disappointment to the NFL than the Detroit Lions. Speed round.
Oh, Jesus, I tried. Let me show you how you're supposed to. I'm trying to get the funny out of you. What is this unfunny block that you have in you?
It's not an unfunny block. Your script is just unfunny. Let me do some natural stuff. Let me do some stuff that comes.
Tebow rallies against Denver.
Who the heck is Tebow?
Tim Tebow, you just read it.
Oh, whatever. I don't know him or
Tebow rallies against Denver. Tebow rallies Denver against Houston, but couldn't get the job done with a 23-24 defeat. Give it up for Tim Tebow for being a bigger disappointment to the NFL than the Detroit Lions. Speed round!
Okay.
Okay. Come on. Can you give me the next
one? Messing up Bajoo.
You are fucking
this. Speaking of the Motor City Boys, Detroit beat Miami 34-27. Go to show you, if you beat a dead horse long enough, it will stop stinking.
That's good. You actually read that right.
Speed round.
Oh, shit. That was the weakest. Just keep going.
Today.
You are fucking up.
Brian Urkelacher.
Brian Urlacher.
You have Urkelacher.
Just read it.
First of all, you have a college degree. You should type in this a little bit better than
Brian
that.
Brian Urlacher.
You have Urkelacher.
Could you just read it? Shit. You are if I was waiting for sports.
Today, Brian Urlacher and the Bears helped my husband shatter all of his gambling debt with a 38-34 butt whooping the New York Jets. You heard that, Sam. Now, would you please put down those Mark Sanchez and the San Antonio Holmes Voodoo Dolls? We get you don't like the Jets.
That was a funny fucking paragraph written as.
All right, let me read it again. Today, Brian Urlacher and the Bears helped my husband shout out his gambling debt with a 38-34 butt whip and the New York Jets.
You can say ass kicking.
You heard that, Sam. Now, would you please put down those Mark Sanchez San Antonio Holmes Voodoo Dolls? We get that you don't like the Jets.
This will be the last.
Speed round.
This is the last fucking speed round sports with Tasha.
Lastly, Tom Brady and the Patriots prove those rings are no BS.
It's bullshit. You can say bullshit.
Oh, we're not hearing a shred of that phenomenal, like, young Joe Namath hair. Anyway, he put the Patriots. Let's say him.
Give it here. Just give it here. I'll finish it.
Anyway, the Patriots spent Sunday making Buffalo their BITCH with some 34-3 train action. Hope they kissed you first, Buffalo. Whoop whoop! Choo choo! Choo choo! Whoop
look.
Here are the other games no one gives a crap about. Washington, D.C. beats Jacksonville 20-17. Baltimore over Cleveland 20-10. Tennessee defeats Kansas City 34-14. Dallas loses to Arizona. And a nail biter 27-26. Pittsburgh kills Carolina 27-3.
I'm going to keep the fucking speed round music off because this is the last goddamn time we go here.
I think that was funny. That was hilarious.
Okay. You really...
And I did it all without... Nah, man.
I was a Tom Brady fan before I heard it. You gotta give it some umph.
Sam, you don't... You gonna tell me how to give my segment umph?
This is the last... I'm trying to find a spot for you on this goddamn show. I'm trying to. I'm really fucking
I like my executive producer dudes.
So you're supposed to come in... Lastly, Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Didn't I just read it like that?
No.
Okay.
Lastly, Tom Brady and the Patriots proved those rings was no bullshit. When they were not hurting at all. not hurting a strand of that phenomenal-like hair. Like a young Joe Namath! Anyway, the Patriots spent Sunday making Buffalo their bitch with some 34-3 train action. Hope they catch the first Buffalo! Speed ride!
So what you should have said is hope they use some lubrication, Buffalo.
You would have found a way to not make that left play. Turn off the speed round. Then you fucked up the rest of the sports record. The rest of the sports report was simple. All you had to say, here's a list of other games no one gives a fuck about. Washington beats Jacksonville 20-17. Baltimore over Cleveland 20-10. Tennessee defeats Kansas City 34-14.
If y'all script writing wasn't illiterate.
Dallas loses to Arizona in a nail biter 27-26. Pittsburgh kills Carolina 27-3. It's been Speed Round with Tasha. Well,
thank you for tuning in to Speed Round with Tasha, where Sam does
it's
not meet
Speed Round Sports with Tasha.
Illiterate. Thank you. Speed Round is something you're very
familiar
with.
Oh, man, I am turning off this fucking Speed Round music. Oh, my God. You found a way.
This was a funny fucking segment.
You stepped on
You know who took the funny out of the segment? You with your non-spelling
jokes. You found a way.
Urkelacker. What is an urkelacker, Sam? Sam, tell me what an urkelacker is.
To fuck up.
Sam, tell me what an urkelacker is.
And even the Jets line sucked. I wrote it for you.
Well, first of all, you're not going to tell me I can do this and then critique the way I do it. You
it
don't do
was
that.
Shitty.
So what? That's what I did. Don't hate
all
on
you
me.
Had to say
you are a hater.
Off. Today, Brian Urlacher and the Bears.
Urkelacker is what you have on that paper.
Today, Brian Urkelacher and the Bears.
Thank you.
Help my husband shatter all his...
I want you to read it how you wrote it, not how it's supposed to be.
The reason I wrote it like Urkelacher, because the joke is, you don't know sports.
Okay, I don't know who Urkelacher
oh,
is.
Jesus. Today, Brian Urkelacher and the Bears help my husband shatter all his gambling debts with a 38-34 ass whipping against the New York Jets. You heard that, Sam. Now you put down those Mark Sanchez and Santino Holmes voodoo dolls.
So why didn't
we
I get,
get
to
it.
Rehearse
you don't
this?
Like the Jets. Speed round!
So why didn't you let me rehearse just a little bit?
Because you wanted to be in the show.
I really didn't. I was fine with, you know.
You know what? Fuck it. Anyone who wants to hear Speed Round Sports with Tasha, please email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com.
Oh, there will be some.
Email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And considering on how much heat Speed Round Sports with Tasha goes, because the Super Bowl is coming up, you got a lot of playoff games
happening.
Why
don't we ever talk about basketball?
Basketball season's coming up.
Basketball, we're in basketball season, you butt.
We want to test speed rounds. Well, first of all, this may be the last goddamn speed round.
But you missing what I'm saying. You always talk about football. You never talk about basketball.
Because it's football season.
It's basketball season, too.
You know, this segment was only supposed to take 5 fucking minutes.
Well, that's what it took.
Speed round. It's called speed round. You got to be fucking fast.
Sam, with your illiterate writing, how can I be fast?
Oh, goddamn. Anyone who wants to hear Speed Round
I bet
round
Steven
sports,
Spielberg scripts don't be all raggedy like that.
Anyone else who wants to hear Speed Round Sports with Tasha, please email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. I'm a little proud that you fucked up because you ate up a lot of this show, like I said earlier. Other than Speed Round Sports, that's all I had. That's all I had this week.
So,
I'm not ending early. I'm going to do my whole hour because I need my fucking check from Podbean.
So, well, we need all 3 pennies, Podbean. Yeah.
I need the $57 after taxes from fucking
okay.
Podbean.
So why don't you tell the podcast, your podcast world, what did you get for Christmas this year?
What, do I look 12?
No, let's hear what you got for Christmas.
No, fuck this. I'm riding this fuck. You know what I thought I was going to get? I thought I was going to get fucking comedy from you. Didn't get it.
And I thought I was going to get a...
Speed round!
I thought I was going to get multiple orgasms from you.
Well, you know what you got? Speed round!
As
with
you,
Sam!
As per usual.
Oh, I want that round. Sounder. I want that. I want to make this a goddamn clip. Speed round! Speed Round. Speed Round Sports with Tasha. I'm glad y'all listening, because this is the first and last Speed Round Sports with Tasha.
You a hater.
I swear to God, if someone likes this goddamn Speed Round Sports with Tasha, if one person likes Speed Round Sports with Tasha, I will make sure you're on every goddamn week just to do Speed Round Sports.
Isn't that nice of you?
I would make sure. I hope they do say it, so it branches off into a fucking sports show with a motherfucker who don't know anything. And I'll play sidekick. I'll play fucking sidekick. Speed Round Sports. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Maybe Speed Round Sports with Tasha isn't a dead horse. What I'm gonna do, I'm going to turn it to ESPN News, and the only thing you have to do is read the headline. That's it.
All right, where's the news? Come on.
Okay. There it is at the bottom. There it is. Read it. Yo, Speed Round.
Nah, it's covered. I can't read anything.
Okay, here it is. It said press the red button. Press the red button for the score guide.
These are a lot of
sports you just read. So I'm gonna go to NBA. The NBA. Go ahead. Give me the Suns versus Clippers.
Suns versus Clippers. Final score. Clippers beat the Suns 108-103.
Come on. Give me a little insight. Give me a little insight of the game.
Don't know what happened because I didn't watch it.
So what do you say?
Speed round.
Oh, Jesus.
Kutasha. Ooh, guess what? The Bulls beat the Pistons. Who was surprised by that? In an overtime game, 95-92. That don't make no sense, Detroit. I'm so disappointed. The Timberwolves beat the Cavaliers by a nail-biting 1 point, 98-97.
This is
Grizzlies
the last
beat the Pacers.
Speed
104-90. Grizzlies won. Yeah.
You're supposed to be unbiased.
Hey. The Pistons ain't won the game and got us win. Hey, calm down.
They won yesterday.
Well, they didn't win today. They got to be more consistent.
You are the shittiest sports host ever.
I'm going to keep a real sports host.
You are... And this was your idea!
How was this my idea?
Okay, fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm changing the subject as a whole. I got nothing.
Give me what you got. Let's see.
Usually, you know what? I didn't want to do this, but let me let you in on the show. Usually, when something unfunny happens, like Tasha, we have notes, and these notes are random topics that we talk about. I made it plain for the month of December, we're not going to any of the listeners' questions. We'll do that in 2011. When we had a shitload of questions, and we just gonna have fun with it, and I'm gonna have guests, and we gonna do a lot of that cool shit.
Woo-hoo.
In 2011 when we go through the guest questions and we have guests answer them, because y'all tired of hearing me and all of the good shit. So what we do, we have notes of topics to talk about, and today's topic is 2010 in review. So we got to do the year in review, just like every other fucking radio show. I don't want to be like them. That's why we tried to have Speed Round. You fucked up sports. Let's have Speed Round News with Tasha.
How am I have anything, Sam? I don't have no material. Newscasters have material. This is a ghetto show. I'm leaving.
Speed Round News with Tasha. She gave up. I got Speed Round News and I'm holding it in my hand.
Okay, well, why do you have the notes and I don't?
Because I just picked them up.
Give them here then.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to read. I want to see your improv skills.
Whatever.
So I'm going to read a topic, and if you just say pass if you don't want to talk about it. In 2010, these are the fastest rising Google trends.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Chat roulette was number one fastest rising trend. You got anything to say about that?
Roulette?
Chat roulette.
That means you talk when you spin the...
You have a fucking iPhone! How do you not know this?
Because I don't play roulette!
Chat roulette is... For those who don't know, if you have an iPhone, you go to, you get the chat roulette app, and
not
you press the button.
I'm about to go download the app now.
What you do is, second you press the button, you can chat with a random person. And this random person is anybody in the world.
Yeah, let's try it.
It's called chat roulette. And this mother... You have an iPhone!
Sam, okay, I'm going to just start chatting with random dudes.
Yeah, fuck that one. Okay. The next one was iPad. Just give me anything when I just name shit. I'm just going to name them all out. Just give me anything.
iPad. Want one.
Sorry, can't
awesome
do that.
Device.
Can't do that.
Have you ever played one?
Speed round. Remember? Speed round. There's a lot of fucking subjects here. Speed round. Justin Bieber. Speed round.
Lesbian here.
Okay. Nicki Minaj. Possible three-way. Come on, Sam. Speed round.
No, nasty.
Mixer, speed round. You don't know what it is. Pass.
With the ringtone website.
Fuck it. Katy Perry, speed round.
Russell Brand.
Okay, that's all. Just give me the first. That's what we're gonna do. Since I have roughly 30 minutes to play with, first thing that comes to your mind. Twitter.
Boring.
Gamzer.
Don't know.
Facebook. Shut up. This is a sponsor. Goddammit. Facebook.
My hero.
Isn't Facebook great? Hey, nigga, I'm trying to get paid. Facebook is awesome, isn't it?
I love Facebook.
I love Facebook. In 2010, Facebook made me a fucking radio star. What's wrong with Facebook? I'm serious. Cap agrees. Facebook is awesome.
I don't have a problem with Facebook. I'm on Facebook a lot of my day.
Okay, here's another thing. In 2011, we will get more sponsors other than Facebook and Podbean. But other than that, Facebook is great. I'm on Facebook right now. Mm-hmm. You think that's enough? You think, should we say something else so we still get paid? You the fucking executive producer.
What do you mean?
Facebook is awesome. Say something nice about Facebook so we can get paid.
I'm on Facebook all day, every day.
I'm on Facebook right now.
All right.
I just sent you a message.
We said that 16 times now.
I'm trying to get paid, goddammit.
Okay.
Swine flu. All right. New moon. Remember the Twilight.
Vampires suck.
Mini Nova.
Chevy.
Susan Ball.
Fat.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Movie I want to see.
Fast Rising Entertainment. Shakira.
She lost a lot of hip.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. So... No, she lost a lot
of hip. Okay, speed round. Say it. Speed round. Oh, goddamn. Eminem.
Come back, kid.
Netflix.
Cool.
I owe them money. YouTube videos.
Best thing ever.
Lady Gaga.
Love her, love her, love her.
Kesha.
Can go suck a grape.
Alright. Groove Star. What is this? Groove Shark.
What?
I know. I'm just reading. These are the fastest news. No, these are. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's, Groove Shark?
It's news top. These are topics we have ready.
Can I read some? Let's switch it up.
Want to go, in the news. Let's go. Where you see where it says in the news, but it goes into the next page?
Okay. Start here?
Yeah. Let me show you how it's done.
This is,
hold on. Wait. Okay. Those I am about to offend, please send all hate mail at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Or any other comments I have to say about whatever happens in the news at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Ready?
Haiti.
Dirty.
Besiktas.
What?
Besiktas.
Let me see that. You can't read.
Besiktas.
Yeah, that is say that. Don't give a fuck. Okay.
Chile.
Still don't give a fuck.
Earthquake.
That's a funny fucking comedian.
I don't think he's talking about that one. Lady Gaga.
Rah, rah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's how the song go, right? Huh?
iPhone 4.
Fucking expensive! Merry fucking Christmas!
Okay, press pause. Why are you so angry with the iPhone 4?
I'm not angry with the iPhone 4, but that iPhone 4 was a goddamn heat bill.
It was a Christmas gift from me.
No shit.
Thank you.
All right, keep going.
George Cattleman. Cashelman.
Cashelman? Is it, Cashelman. Are you sure it's not Cattleman?
What does it say?
Oh, that's not... I don't know who the fuck that is.
York. I want to say York.
Look, let's just skip it as a whole.
Mobile technology.
I want a new fucking phone, too. Next.
Oil spill.
Oh, yeah. You know, an oil spill. There was, you know, I got to less say a lot about the oil spill and BP. Look, I'm not shitting on BP. I would like to be hired by BP because all of them are fucking millionaires. But other than that, I'm saying nothing.
Okay, we're going to skip over Fastest Rising Translations.
What?
Fastest Rising
Translations. Oh, yeah. Just go. These are all news topics. We got to do the year review.
We're
going to
go.
Nigga, we got 30 minutes to talk about 2010. Go!
Well, okay, Fastest Rising Health Queries. HCG diet.
I don't know what that is.
Dr. Oz.
Oh, he's a fucking hack. Go.
Asperger's Syndrome.
I don't know. What?
McDonald's Nutrition.
Look at that. You could have read that news highlight. Jesus. Speed round. No, we're going to do speed round sports with Tasha because I want to make this shit happen.
Can we practice off air? Can we please stick to one thing, please?
I don't know if you noticed this show, but this is such a fucking
Sam, can we? I was in the middle of something. Can we finish this, please?
Just read this headline, the speed round.
Tom Brady sets NFL record for most pass attempts with... out.
Without an interception. Finish it!
Without an interception. 319 to be exact.
Then what did you say after that?
Speed round.
Jesus. There's a rise and fucking fall of the speed round show. Anyway, continue.
Okay, vitamin
speed D. Speed round! We gotta keep it going.
McDonald's Nutrition.
Horrible. Next.
Vitamin D deficiency.
Milk.
Appendix symptoms.
I don't know what that is.
Cholera.
What?
Cholera.
A girl I dated in high school.
NFP.
I have the P too.
H1N1 vaccine.
They have one?
Yes. Oh. Whooping cough.
I don't know. I coughed a lot when I got whoopings.
You have issues. You really do.
But it's called speed round. You got speed round this shit.
Alrighty. Fastest rising humanitarian aids. Donate to Haiti.
Bono!
Donate to Pakistan.
Fuck them.
Text to donate.
Huh?
Text to donate.
Look, my bill is high enough.
When you text and you have to, you keep texting, it's like $5 a text.
No, fuck that. No, my bill is high enough. Fuck that shit. Next one.
Doctors Without Borders.
Ooh, I heard about that. I'm not doing it, so fuck it. Next one.
Download to donate.
Who?
Download to donate.
No.
Blood donation restrictions.
You can't get my fucking blood. You better fucking take me. Anyway, continue.
Donate blood in Australia.
They're good.
Donate now button.
There's a donate now button?
I reckon so.
All right, fuck it. News to me. This is all new. These are topics we haven't used in 2010. These are topics we have not used in 2010, and since this is the last show of 2010, we're trying to speed round everything else we should have talked about. Is that, the celebrity deaths.
This year?
Yeah.
Alright.
People who we found important to talk about.
Oh.
Come on, we got roughly...
Arthur Penn.
Huh?
Arthur Penn.
Good actor.
Okay.
You don't know who it is.
No, Barbara Billingsley.
Ooh, she was like that. She was like the white. She was the whitest white lady ever. No, I'm serious.
Was she white like Seamus?
Oh, my God. She was close. If she wasn't more, she was close. You know, because And then she died, and, you know, these are... Oh, shit, do we have sad music?
Are we going to watch Nancy Grace?
No, we gotta do sad music because these are the deaths of 2010. Ready?
Go ahead. No Nancy Grace?
She died?
No, I just like talking like Nancy.
This is why you're not popular.
What's wrong with talking like Nancy Grace?
It ruins careers. Look at fucking Nancy Grace.
But Nancy Grace is so special.
This is why we need... Okay, seriously, we got... You know, these are dead people. We got to kind of, like, give them. So, you know, I got some sad music. Yeah, I will remember you. That's what's playing. All right, come on. Name some more dead people.
Betty Keim.
I got to be honest. I have no idea who the fuck that is. I didn't even do the Google thing where you get the thing where you show.
Maybe you should have. Chris. Chris Kanyon.
The gay wrestler? You don't remember Positively Cancer? Or excuse me, he was positively Kanyon who died of cancer. You could tell the goddamn Captain
Corey Haynes.
Oh no, don't talk about Chris Kanyon. I gotta waste 25 minutes with this shit. Chris Kanyon, like the gay wrestler, you don't remember that?
Gay wrestler? I didn't think those existed.
Oh, they do. Oh, there's some gay.
Well, they do some gay stuff, I do know.
Look, there's a gay basketball players, there's gay wrestlers, there's gays in every sport. You just gotta find them. You know, the guy grabs your ass a little too hard.
I don't wanna find them. What?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you wanna find it. Maybe you should go to the, you know, the lingerie bowl and find some of the gay wrestlers.
Hell! Okay.
I'm just saying.
Why y'all trying to make me go with another woman?
Because
thing?
It's sexy! That's right. Come on, who else died?
Corey Haim.
He was the Lost Boys, right?
Was he?
Hey, let's start with the speed round. We got like 20 minutes, and that list is short as hell.
No, list is kind of long here.
Corey, he was the Lost Boys. Remember him?
No, remember.
Corey Haim and Corey, there's the two Coreys. You could tell your ass wasn't born. You could tell when you was born, nigga. It was Corey and Corey. They was on Tiger Beat, motherfucker. Next name. Give me the next name.
Denise Moreno Quinn.
Silent film actor. Well, at least, you know, a lot of these people died in their old age. Okay.
Next.
That's all I got.
Dennis Hopper.
Fucking Dennis Hopper did die this year. That cat. You don't remember Dennis Hopper from a lot of fucking movies?
I know who Dennis Hopper is. I get him confused with Dennis Quaid, but...
It's not Dennis Quaid, motherfucker.
I know who Dennis Hopper is.
I mean, shit, Apocalypse Now, Dennis Hopper?
I know who
he
Dennis
was
Hopper
hopped
is.
Up on fucking coke. He was awesome.
You meant somebody off this list.
Who?
Elizabeth Edwards.
Hey, granted that list, we didn't update this list none this month. It happened. We didn't. If you died in fucking December, I'm sorry. Elizabeth Edwards, she was John Edwards. You brought up Elizabeth Edwards. What you
John
got?
Edwards' wife and whom he cheated on.
Well, she was dying anyway.
So what? That don't mean, why can't you wait to ask your wife is dead to go?
But she had terminal cancer.
So you at least kick her when she died. To go get some young coochie.
Granted, his timing was awful.
His timing was very wrong.
He should have waited a month, and then she would have died, and then he could fuck around.
He should have waited until after she's dead.
A month. It was about, what was it? It was a month, right?
He did it 2-3 years ago.
Nobody want to be around a chemo patient.
Whatever. I'm moving on.
All
right. Dino De Laurentiis.
You know what? I don't know. This thing just updates, and if somebody died, then they just show up on Google.
Dixie,
you know,
Carter.
This is fucking sad. We're
Dixie
trying...
Carter.
Not that Dixie Carter.
Oh,
not that Dixie
TNA
Carter.
Dixie.
The actor Dixie Carter. Not that Dixie Carter. We just saw her.
Okay, I got
she
a weak
good.
Shoulder. Wait a minute. Let's. I got a weak shoulder.
No, the shit is, we are trying to get rid of a lot of topics we should have talked about. No, I told you this is an ADD show.
Yeah, pretty much. ADHD.
Had we had these topics, maybe this show wouldn't have been as entertaining.
Possibly.
So, we'll keep it going. With sad music. We'll keep sad music going.
The little person. The world's most famous little person.
You Gary gotta Coleman. Give a name. You have the shit. I don't
Gary know. Coleman! What you talking about, Willis? Gary Coleman.
That was fucked up. He did die this year, too. I don't have anything to say about him. What about you? You have anything to say about... Because you could comment on this shit, too, since we still have roughly 20 minutes to
me,
eat
like,
up.
When he died, that his wife, or his estranged wife... One minute she was married to him, one minute she wasn't married to him. It
oh,
was
she,
crazy.
She fucking did it. You know she did it.
And then, I don't know if he had any money left. Who knows?
But I think he got a little
God
bit.
God rest his little midget soul.
He got a little cash from...
Is midget politically incorrect?
Shit, you've been listening to my show in 2010.
I'll say little person.
Yeah,
I won't say midget.
Why do you want to be the good one? Why do you want
to? Because they don't need two bad ones on the
show. You don't swear. You can swear. It's open radio.
But Sam,
it's speed round. Which I, you have
people
murdered.
Will hear me swearing. I'm a good girl. I don't do that.
Yeah, and I'm light skinned.
I have to hold up my good girl image.
Got to share McLaughlin playing. Give me the next dead guy.
George Steinbrenner.
Okay, first of all,
I don't know who he is.
And this is Speed Round Sports with Tasha, and you don't know who the fuck Jesse.
First of all, we off sports. Who is George Steinbrenner, or whatever?
The former owner of the Yankees. The New York Yankees. These motherfuckers
yeah,
have
Yeah, you forgot somebody. Bill Davidson.
27 world championships. Bill Davidson, go ahead.
The owner of the Pistons.
He died too?
Yep.
You really want Speed Round Sports with Tasha, don't you?
I'm just trying to tell you who died.
Oh, right. Bill Davidson.
And this one will hit you hard. Greg Girardi.
Oh, man. That was a funny fucking dude. But what fucked me up is the last thing he did was last comic standing before he died. And that's such a watered down version of that motherfucker. That nigga was funny as hell. That nigga, man, he's one of the guys that you know him, but you don't know him, and he's funny as shit. Those roasts. I mean, I could go on about him. Let's just go through this list.
All right. J.D. Salinger.
Maybe I should talk about Greg Giraldo more. Because I didn't know J.D. Salinger. What, the author? Yeah, he died too.
I don't know who that is, so.
We know you don't fucking read.
Whatever, all right. Dude.
Alright. Who's next?
James MacArthur.
Damn. We really reaching. James MacArthur, the fucking politician. That's all I got. Alright, next person.
Jamie Gillis.
The actor. She was in. Yeah, Jamie McGillis. She was in a lot of shit, you know,
okay.
Like in the 60s and 70s, and then she just fucking died. She's like one of those people like Greg Giraldo, like you don't know who they are until you see them in some shit, you know what they are, you know?
Gotcha. Next.
You keep going.
Gene Simmons.
Not that Gene Simmons. Not that Gene Simmons. The bassist from fucking Kiss is still living.
I'm about to say,
not dead. He's not. Gene with a J, motherfucker. She was another person like I just named, like a actress, like an... We're doing pretty good on deaths. You know, I gotta say, not a lot of important people died in fucking 2010. Like, excuse me, not a lot of important celebrities died in 2010. Like, we can give up some people in 2010.
What was Michael Jackson? Was that last year?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. That was 2009. So, we good.
Yes, yeah, all right. Patrick Swayze died. What are you
that was when, yeah, 2009 was a fucked up year for dying.
Did Patrick Swayze die in 2010?
2009.
Okay.
2009. That was a fucked up year for dying. All right, come on now. We got finish the death segment, and then we got to do some cheery shit, you know?
Jennifer Lynn Jackson.
Don't care. Next.
Lena Horne.
Ooh. That was one of the big ones we had to give up, but she lived a long life. You know who Lena Horne is, right?
Huh.
You sure? Yeah, she lives a long life. All right, let's get through the list, man.
Manute Bol.
Fuck, Manute Bol did that. Come on. This is Speed Round Sports with Tasha. You know who Manute Bol is?
Yes.
Okay.
Asking basketball player.
All right. Next.
Paul Gray. Slipknot.
Yeah, the lead singer from Slipknot did die. Come on. We got to speed this shit up.
Peter Graves.
Don't know who that is.
Robert Schimmel.
Oh, that was another funny motherfucker from Saturday Night Live. He was like one of the original cast members. He died of cancer.
This is gonna hurt you really bad.
What?
Ronnie James Dio.
Shit, he did die in 2000. Holy Diver! And he was the man! Shout out the light! I'm not gonna talk about it. We'll just save it for another podcast. Alright, who else died in 2010?
Rue McClanahan.
Thank you for the Golden Girls. The fucking hoe from the Golden Girls did die this year.
That was which one?
Blanche. Thank you for being a friend.
Didn't Dorothy die too?
No, that was last year. 2009 fucked over a lot of people. 2010, we got like remnants of people who died. Who else you got?
Simon McCorkindale.
I don't know who that is.
Teddy P.
Turn him off! Teddy P did die in 2010. Shit!
Tom Bosley.
Tom Bosley, the dad from Happy Days, died too? Oh my god.
Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis died too? They are fucking over actors. Do we have anybody else?
Look, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I thought, what's not Rue McClanahan? What's the other lady named? The lesbian lady from Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah, she died last year. B. Arthur died last year.
I thought I could have sworn B. Arthur died this year.
Okay, we got roughly 10 minutes left. A little bit over 10 minutes left for the last show in 2010. And we are doing a speed round on all of these goddamn topics we should have talked about in the year of 2010. You got any New Year's resolutions? I know it's so corny to ask.
I kind of do. I do want to lose 50 pounds.
You want to lose 50 pounds?
Mm-hmm. I still will have meat.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got cut off the dead music. I'm sorry. We're done with that.
Yeah, I'm still going to have meat.
Uh-huh.
Because I know you're concerned about the meat.
Okay, yes, there is a big concern.
I do want to lose like 50 pounds.
I gotta tell you, I'm doing a major overhaul on me. My New Year's resolution, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. That's what I mean, well, I'm coming back. I'm coming. I am overhauling everything. Body, mind, spirit. Got the P90X and the human weapon workout. And get this, I'm gonna get my colon cleansed next week. Oh, fuck that. I got shit to do tomorrow. I'm getting it clean tomorrow. I'm going to get my colon clean. I'm going to shit like a fucking champion. I'm going to the vitamin store, and I am going to buy a shit to get all the toxins out so I can have more cap and not get drunk. And I'm going to start working out. Not to get strong, just to outlive some bitches. That's all I want to do.
Alexander McQueen died this year?
You know who that... You still on the deaths?
Yeah, because I know some people was missing.
Alexander McQueen, who the fuck is that?
A designer.
Oh, shit. All right, let me let you in on, guys. Gotta let you in on something. Usually when I watch this shit, I watch a bunch of news channels when I do this. And this, you know, helps the ADD that this show has. You know what? Since we're doing speed round and we're trying to find a report, maybe we can have something for you to say. Could you just read who just died?
That I didn't read already?
Yeah, this is breaking news. This is breaking news from CNN. Black celebrity just died. You know what? Fuck it. You take it. You want to read it?
Well, today, So we've heard.
We are watching it. This is breaking news.
It's been confirmed that Tina Marie did pass away today, which would be December 26th, the day after Christmas.
You heard it here, folks. On the Just Talking with Sale program, breaking news. Oh, shit, we're taped. So when they hear this.
That's why I said December 26th.
It's going to be old news. Right now, December 26th, Tina Marie just fucking passed. That's fucked up, man. I don't know how, it's just breaking news.
Can I see the dead people's list?
Okay, here's the dead people list.
I have to do some compare.
What are you gonna do, just write down Tina Marie? Shit, you just said it.
No.
We got breaking news. Tina Marie just fucking died. Shit.
That is very shocking.
How the fuck? They didn't ever say how the fuck she died either. It just says Tina Marie dead at 54. We'll have news when we show up. This is breaking news. I'm on the cusp of this shit. Trust me.
For all those that don't know that who Tina Marie is.
This is taped. This is tape.
Tina Marie is the lady voice on Fire and Desire, which is the Rick James.
Okay, goddamn it! If you don't know who the fuck Tina Marie is, you shouldn't.
And she is the white lady that sounds like a black lady.
That's a lot.
I'm talking square biz to you, baby.
That's a lot of people. Oh shit!
Square biz.
Maybe you
Portuguese
should,
love.
Maybe you should be breaking news girl, because you fucking suck at sports. Maybe you should just be breaking news, Tasha. You just run in the room, breaking news, and then, bam, 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 we'll make.
Can I sound like Nancy Grace?
No.
Why not?
Because it's breaking news. We gotta make.
I really want to.
But remember, we went through a lot of fucking trouble giving you the fucking sports, theme music. Now,
but I really want to sound like Nancy.
Look,
Grace.
If you want to sound like a retarded fucking southerner, you can. But you got to come back. What you need some breaking. We got to make a breaking news
breaking
music.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Sam beer, just boom, chopped boom, off boom, his boom, penis.
Huh?
Sam just chopped off his penis.
Breaking news.
Sounds just like this, and she really don't care.
Breaking news. Okay. Since you suck at breaking news and speed rounds,
I actually am pretty good at breaking news. I just like sounding like Nancy Grace. I think it's hilarious.
No one. See, this is why you can't get on the show.
What?
This is why.
I think you're
you
being
do the shitty Nancy Grace impression. Your speed round. What pissed me off is I created the speed round sports, and you found a way to make it suck.
Did Brittany Murphy die this year too?
Who?
Brittany Murphy.
No, that was last year. We lost a lot of motherfuckers last year. This year, not so many.
I think Brittany Murphy.
Look it up. You got Google? Look it up. Brittany Murphy died last year.
Oh, I'm looking it up. Oh, it was the end of last year. You all yep. right?
We lost a lot of motherfuckers in 09. And 2010, not that many people. Other than Tina Marie, we just got this shit. Shit. Brett, you heard it here first. I know we taped.
Before media takeout gets to it.
Before everyone else get it. We had it here first. We are the first fucking radio show to have it. However, we are taped at Tuesdays. We have a shitty time slot. I'll be the first to say that shit. But we had it here, folks.
First, how did you forget about Leslie Nielsen?
Oh yeah, he did die. Leslie Nielsen did die. Should we start up the fucking sad music again?
John Forsythe.
Should we start up the sad music since you probably
Hey, I'm just looking. Don't start up the sad music.
Hold on, wait. Breaking news! You gotta run in the room! Come on, say it!
How can I run in the room when I got a headset on, fool?
Breaking news! Just yell
breaking news!
You suck on
okay,
radio.
I guess I suck.
You gotta say breaking news, speed around. Grab the mic.
Sam, let me practice.
Grab it with conviction. prediction, motherfucker. Grab it like you're grabbing my cock, nigga. Breaking news.
Wow, dude. We're putting too much of ourselves out there.
Oh, goddamn. Well, we got roughly 2 minutes left of this goddamn podcast. Got anything to say?
This is the laziest podcast we've ever done.
This is the laziest podcast that you ever done. Look. Those are the just
are
talking.
Are you hungry, Sam?
Hold on. You know what? I don't do this a lot.
What?
I'm finna break character.
No, don't break
character. I'll break a character, goddammit. Hi. I'm Samuel McClain. You may know me as Sam on the Just Talking with Sam show. I want to sincerely apologize for the lackluster and laziness that this motherfucker has showed this entire goddamn podcast. And
I have honestly laid down this whole podcast and played on my phone.
And I hope you guys listen in 2011. But if you don't, I totally fucking understand. Now I'm going to jump back into character. I'm Sam for the Just Talking with Sam podcast. Look, I got my Captain Morgan in my hand, and I will see you next. I'll see you next year.
Bye, podcast people. Oh, Happy New Year's.
Once again, I'm going to break character one more time.
Don't break character. Stop that.
Actually, that's a new skit for me next year. I'm breaking character more often. Next year, y'all have a safe and happy new year, and I will see you in 2011. Sans this motherfucker, because she is banned from the mic until we can find something she can do. Speed round! See y'all next year, man.
Deuces.